Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. We thank God for all of his many, many blessings to us. It's good to be in the house of God this morning.
Amen.
Good to see everyone who's here. We're praying for those who might be on their way. We just thank God for his goodness. We're surprised, but glad to see Sister Jenkins come in this morning. Amen. I have to admit, Sister Smith and I were getting ready to get out of our vehicles, and we saw Brother Tony pull up, and I thought maybe he was just bringing the offering, and then I saw someone was in the truck with him. Then I saw her getting out. And I said, well, bless the Lord. I asked Brother Tony, what is she doing? She's obeying the Spirit of the Lord as the Lord is speaking to her, and so we're just so thankful for God's goodness and God's touch. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer, glad to, again, as we said, be in the house of God. I thank the Lord for Brother Byrene standing with me this morning. And
thank the Lord.
I want the Lord to have his way. We cannot do this except God in us,
amen.
Except the Lord touch and the Lord give power from on high. We simply cannot. So we're looking to God to be in control of all things.
Amen.
So we're going to look to the Lord in prayer as we pray for God to be in our midst. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
yes,
Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, dear God, for all that you are to us. You are Almighty God.
Amen.
And Lord, because of your great love and your mercy and your grace, Lord, we are your children. It's only through your grace, Lord. Your word even defined it, for by grace are ye saved through faith. And Lord, it was not of ourselves. Lord, it was your gift of God, the gift of God, your mighty, mighty gift of grace. And so we thank you, dear God. Or, Lord, we would be somewhere else, Lord. We would not be here lifting up your name, glorifying you, Lord, praising you, Lord, serving you, Lord. Lord, standing in your strength alone, dear God. And so we thank you, dear God, for what you have done in our lives.
Amen.
Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, our coming together this morning. Lord, we have gathered, dear Father, to worship you in the beauty of holiness, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear, and, Lord, truly, Lord, your holiness is beautiful, dear God. What you have done for our lives, in our lives, Lord, is beautiful, dear Father.
Amen.
And Lord, we could not, Lord, have obtained this great salvation any other way than through the blood of Jesus. And so we give you glory,
amen,
this morning, Lord, for all that you have done. And Lord, even, dear God, as we pray, Lord, we're praying, Lord, for those souls, dear God, who have not tasted of this wonderful, beautiful gift, dear God. Lord, we're praying, dear God, for souls, dear Father, who need you, Lord, who need to be redeemed, souls who are on their way to a devil's hell, dear God. Oh, Father, it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Lord, we're lifting up those souls to you, dear God. Father, if there are those visitors, dear God, who are on their way here, dear God, this morning, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to draw them, dear Father. Lord, that they might come to the house of God. Lord, that they might hear your eternal word by your Spirit, dear God. Because we know, Lord, your Spirit sends your word, dear God. And it doesn't matter who's standing here, dear God. Lord, it's from you, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would draw those, dear God, who need to hear the words of life this morning. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember all who are already present, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Carol, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done and are doing, dear Father, in her life, dear Father. Lord, for your touch of healing and strengthening, dear God, on her, dear Father. Lord, for how, Lord, you kept her steadfast and unmovable, dear God, and her desire was always been, dear Father, to be in the house of God, dear God. Always looking up to you, Lord, trusting you, Lord, for healing, dear Father. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, that she is a living witness, dear God, of your power, dear God, to heal. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Sister Regina, and we thank you, Lord, for her. Lord, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, how, Lord, she's been steadfastly, Lord, pressing her way, Lord, even when Sister Carol was not able to be here, dear God. She was, Sister Regina, Lord, was coming, dear God. Lord, someone was picking her up, Lord, providing the way, dear God, and her heart said, amen, dear God, and to come to the house of God, Lord, to receive the feeding, dear God, from your word and to be encouraged, Lord, by being around the saints. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Regina and pray, dear God, you continue to bless her and be with her. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Jenkins, dear God. And again, Lord, we are just so thankful, Lord, for what you have done and what you are doing, dear God, on her behalf, dear Father. Lord, how you blessed, dear God. And even as Sister Jenkins said, Lord, you're showing her things, dear God, even as, Lord, she's healing, dear God. Lord, there are times, Lord, that you have us come apart for a while, dear God. And Father, that you might show us, Lord, the things that you would have us to know, dear God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing our dear pastor, dear God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for strengthening her, imbuing her with power from on high, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless her, Lord. Heal her, dear Father. Lord, she said that, Lord, after she went to the doctor, Lord, and Lord, she prayed, dear God, to you, Lord, and asked, sought your face, dear God. Lord, she could see that the healing started almost immediately, dear God. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you're able, Lord, to heal in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, or, Lord, you're able, dear Father, for us to tarry, dear God, for our healing. Lord, however, whatever your will is, Lord, we know, Lord, that you do all things well. And so, Father, we say amen, and we thank you, Lord, for what you've already done for Sister Jenkins. And we, Lord, thank you in advance, Lord, for what we know you are going to do, for she is a chosen vessel unto thee. Continue to be with her, dear God. For truly, Lord, her heart's desire, Lord, is to serve you, Lord, with all of her soul, mind, body, and strength, dear God. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for Sister Smith this morning. Father, we pray, dear God, you continue to bless her. We thank you, dear Father, for her diligence, dear God, her desire, dear Father, that all of her loved ones be saved, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help her, Lord, to be an example of believers, dear God. Speak to her daughter's heart. Speak to her grandchildren, great-grandchildren's hearts, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, dear God, that Sister Smith is giving you the glory. We know, Lord, that she's lifting you up to them, dear God, telling them, dear God, how they too can have a Savior, Lord, just as she does. Bless her, dear God. Give her the strength that she needs on her job, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember Sister Holmes who's on the phone, dear God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to be with her and bless her, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that whether she is able to be present here in the sanctuary, Lord, or she's on the phone, truly, Lord, her attention and her spirit and her heart is present, dear God, with the saints. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her. Bless her, dear God. Help her, Lord, to continue to look to thee, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, you give her strength day by day. We thank you, Lord, for her family, dear God, who cares for her, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would bless them, dear God, and honor, Lord, their commitment, dear God, to care for Sister Holmes, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you just bless and protect Sister Holmes in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Brother Jackson this morning, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for this man of God, and pray, Lord, that you would just continue to be with him. Bless him and Brother Maurice, dear God, even as they're preparing, Lord, for the fall Bible study. Lord, we ask your anointing on them, dear Father. Lord, that you would prepare them, dear God. Lord, that they might speak the words, Lord, that you give to them, dear Father. We pray, Lord, remember Brother Jackson's family, dear God, in a special way, his children, his grandchildren, dear God. We pray, Lord, your continued blessings, dear Father. Those, dear God, that Brother Levesser has made contact with, Lord, we think of Tim, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you remember him, remember his family, dear God. Speak to his heart, dear God. Help him, Lord, to remember the words that Brother Levesser has spoken to him about his soul, dear God. But, Father, we thank you, dear God, that he has confidence in Brother Levesser's life and brings prayer requests for his loved ones, dear God, to Brother Levesser, believing that Brother Levesta will bring it to the saints and that the saints will be able to get a prayer through that his family might be blessed. Speak to Tim's heart, dear God. Remember Steve likewise, dear God. Lord, all those, dear God, that Brother Levesta, Lord, has glorified your name to, dear Father. Lord, that they might have faith to believe, Lord. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Remember Brother Reggie, dear God. Remember his companion, Nancy, dear Father. Lord, we're thankful, dear God, that she's home, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God. Strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know, Lord, what is needful, dear God. You know what she needs, Lord, on an hourly basis. Lord, we're praying, dear God, not only for her body, Lord, but also for her soul, and Lord, for her mind, for her heart, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord, that you would encourage Brother Reggie, dear God. Give him the strength that he stands in need of, dear God. Father, as he helps to care for his companion, Lord, this we beg of thee. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless. Remember Sister Millicent, dear God. Father, we thank you for her, dear sister. We pray, Lord, your continued blessings upon her, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would undergird her, dear Father. Keep her safe, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that you provide for her every need. And we thank you, Lord, for the traveling mercies that you give her, Lord, over the highway back and forth, dear Father. And pray, Lord, that you would just continue, Lord, to keep your arms of protection around her, dear God. Be with her, dear God, as she leads the song service, dear Father. Lord, Lord, that as she brings the songs of Zion, Lord, it might help to sing someone's sadness away, dear God. Oh, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would bless her, dear God, even, Lord, as she's going to Lebanon, Ohio, Lord, to help out with Sister Fran, dear God. Lord, we pray, Lord, you remember Sister Fran in a very special way. Lord, we ask, Lord, your touch upon her, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, as you're healing her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just bless her, dear Father. Keep her in your care, Lord. Relieve, dear Father, the suffering, dear God. Take away that pain, dear God. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would be with her, Lord. Bless her. Remember Brother Allen by her side, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember Brother Maurice and Sister Lorenzine downstairs with the children, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless them. We thank you, dear God, Lord, that they're, as they're feeding the children, they're talking to the children, dear God. And Lord, the children are listening to them, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless that brother and sister and use them, dear God. Lord, that our children, dear God, might think on their souls likewise, dear God. We thank you, dear God, for giving us, Lord, the privilege, dear God, and the means to feed our children, dear God. Lord, this we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember Brother Byron by my side, dear God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this dear brother. I pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless him. Bless him, Lord, in your word, Lord, as he labors, dear God, in your word. Lord, on Wednesday nights, dear God, and Lord, we pray, dear God, you would just continue to be with him, dear Father. Bless him this day, Lord. We ask your anointing upon him, dear Father. Even, Lord, as he stands, dear God, to give exhortations, dear God. Lord, to lead in the prayer service, dear Father. Lord, whatever else, dear God, you place on his heart, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that he would just have liberty in the spirit, dear God. Lord, to bring, Lord, whatever you bring to his mind and to his heart, Lord, that he might speak it with his lips, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, your continued blessings upon him, touch him in his body, dear Father. Lord, you know all about him, dear God. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just give him a touch, Lord, where any touch is needed, dear God. For Lord, truly his faith looks up to thee, dear God. And Lord, our faith right beside his blessing, dear God. Remember his family in a special way, dear God. Remember his companion, dear God. Lord, we're praying, Lord, for her, dear God. We love her, dear God. Lord, we're praying for her, dear God. Lord, that she would, Lord, seek you, dear God, while you may be found and call upon you while you're near. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to have your way, dear God. Lord, remember those who are still on their way, who are traveling. Remember Sister Webb in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless her, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would bless her daughter, the Alexandria, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, dear God, for answering our prayers, dear God. Lord, as your people, dear God, got under the burden, dear Father, as her daughter was going in surgery, dear God, and then coming out and then going back into surgery. Oh, Lord, we thank you, dear God. Lord, for the favorable reports that we've received, because we know, Lord, that you are a prayer-answering God. And so we pray, dear God, that you would continue, Lord, to bless, dear Father, bless that entire family in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that perhaps, Lord, this is a way, dear God, to open their eyes, dear Father. Open their eyes that they may see, dear God, Father, that you are able, dear Father, to do everything but fail, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, Lord, that their hearts would be open likewise. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, remember, Lord, Sister Sandy, dear God. Father, remember Matthew, remember Monty, dear God. Oh, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would draw them out, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, that they may, Lord, hear from your word, dear God. Father, that they may consider their own lives, dear God. Lord, let your spirit give them understanding, Lord, to let them know where they stand with thee, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that after Adam, dear God, had sinned in the garden, Lord God, you came walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and you said, Adam, where art thou? Lord, you want each of us to know where we are in thee, dear God. Lord, and for those, dear God, who are not where they used to be, Father, we know, Lord, Father, Lord, in your mercy, Lord, your arms are open wide, Lord, to receive, but Lord, they're going to have to come. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to hearts and minds, dear Father. Oh, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God. Father, remember even our visitor from last week, dear God. Lord, that person has been on my heart and on my mind, dear Father. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, speak to their heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. We know that they came on Tuesday, dear God. They came on last Tuesday, dear Father. They wanted more food, dear God, and Brother Maurice gave them something to eat, dear Father. But they told Brother Maurice that they were going to come back, Lord, today. So, Father, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bring that soul back, dear Father. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able to break through, dear God, whatever is there. Lord, we read in your word, dear God, about how devils were cast out. Father, we read in your word, dear Father, about how devils are subject unto you. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would speak, dear God. Lord, we know that even there are substances that can get put into bodies, dear God, Lord, that are like demons that just take over a person's mind and body. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, for this soul, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you saw, dear God, the prayers that went up last week, dear God, on behalf of that soul. And, Father, we pray, dear God, Father, that you would speak to that heart, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just continue to have your way, dear God. Remember those in the media room, dear God. Father, we ask, dear God, that you would bless them. We're thankful for them, dear God. Lord, how, dear God, they make it possible, Lord, for those, dear Father, who call in, Lord, to hear your eternal word. So, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would bless Sister Melita, bless Brother Pierre, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with them, dear God. Keep them encouraged, dear Father, to know, dear God, that they are planting seeds, dear God. Oh, my God, we pray, dear God, that as the seed of your word is sown, dear Father, Lord, that it might take root, dear Father, in hearts that have been prepared, their hearts that are good ground, dear God, and that it will grow. Continue to bless, have your way, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll praise your name forever. Lord, again, Lord, pray, dear God, that your touch upon me, dear Father. Oh, Lord, I cannot do anything, Lord, except, Lord, you help me. And so, Lord, I'm praying, dear God. Lord, I'm praying, Lord, earnestly, dear Father, for your touch this morning, dear God. Lord, that you would get the glory, dear Father, from everything that is said and done. And truly, Lord, we're going to all give you the glory and praise. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord? To page 66. His name is wonderful. 66 in the worship of the Lord.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Well, good morning, saints and friends. Thank the Lord to be here today. Minister Blake, Minister Jenkins, thank the Lord for you. And thank the Lord for his goodness, Sister Millicent. And truly thank God, and I desire your prayers always as I come and stand before you to do the Lord's will. Fulfill some shoes that normally stand here that I always find to be elegant and in the Lord and graceful in the Lord. So I ask, desire your prayers, and always those that are listening in. Most of you know Brother Byron, so that's who's standing here. So thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for his goodness this morning. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer. Truly covered all the saints. And as I was listening, those that have tasted, those that need to have a taste of God's word, truly a wonderful prayer, truly a wonderful understanding how important this salvation is to come and hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. And how he has left his word on record and anointed those to be able to share the truth of his word, that we can get a taste. You know, to get a taste of something is only a start. And then you can go ahead and eat it up with joy.
Amen.
So we're here to get a taste and then go on and finish it with joy. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, this morning our devotional reading will be found in the first book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 6. And we're going to be reading through, get my notes here, make sure I stay on course, chapter 6 through verse 14. Starting with chapter 6, reading through verse 14 of 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Beginning with verse 6.
Yes, that's what it says here. Did I say it wrong? Let me say it again. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting with verse 6 through 14. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. And we'll read responsibly on this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Starting with verse 6, it said, but godliness without contentment is great gain.
Would you read that again, please?
Yes, thank you. But godliness with contentment is great gain.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the help. Amen.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content.
But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition.
For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness.
Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
Together,
that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word. We thank the Lord for the message that he has prepared for us to hear from this reading of his word. Amen. But we truly thank God. Thank God for all of you. And we realize when we come together, there are those that have prayer requests, those that have things upon their hearts, their minds that they'd like to share and like to let the saints know that they can pray for. So at this time, we know that Sister Blake prayed for the saints, but now we want to hear from the saints and what's on their heart. Amen. And what they may have. So at this time, we'll take your prayer requests by uplifted hand or by word of mouth. Amen. Yes, Sister Blake. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Minister Jenkins is in our midst this morning, and she's still desiring your prayers, those that have the work of prayer in their hearts and in their mind and faith for the healing on her foot. And likewise, Sister Webb is in travel, so we remember her. Brother Roberts, we saw your hand. Okay. Brother Roberts, good to have you here, and praying for your family, truly. You were on my heart and mind throughout the week. I even spoke about you and what you'd been dealing with your loved ones. So we'll keep you in our prayers. And I believe you said your mother-in-law as well, okay, and your companion. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. Amen. Sister Smith is thanking the Lord beforehand for a message. Amen. 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 There's nothing wrong with that. You know you're coming to hear something good if it's coming from the Lord. Amen. 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 Many people go plenty of places in this world beforehand thinking they're going to have a good time. And there's nothing wrong with coming to the house of God, thanking the Lord for the message you're getting ready to receive. Amen. Amen. Sister Carol. Yes, okay. Amen. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Sister Carol. And truly, she's looking for a touch. She said her back has been bothering her a little bit as well. But I thank the Lord she's here in the midst of the people of God, and which is her desire, and she's pressed on to do so. Lord's given her strength to be here, so I thank the Lord to see you and that you're here. She said remember her brother Frank in a special way. He's dealing with issues in his back, but also he's retiring from work. A lot of thoughts went through my mind on that. Yeah. Yes. Many years. And Frank's my first cousin. And but got to know the Lord after all these many years. Just knowing how he was raised and knowing that his father and knowing just where he's been. So truly, he needs our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Carol. Brother Levester. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Brother Levester. Good to have you here today. And Brother Levester always desires our prayers on his behalf, on him, his family and himself, and remembering his brothers too as well, and keeping his family in prayer. You got grandchildren and others that you're concerned about, and son. And you just remembering your brother and his companion. We know she's been struggling. So we'll ask the Lord to remember them in a special way. Amen. Sister Holmes.
Sister Holmes.
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for caring, for giving my children the answers of caring for me. And I thank the saints for their prayers.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Holmes, and we'll continue to pray for you and your loved ones, and we do thank them, too, for caring for you. Amen. Amen.
Byron, remember Sister Lillian also.
She
needs a touch from the Lord.
Amen.
Her inner body.
Amen.
It seems like various afflictions hitting her all at one time. So remember her much in prayer.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Sister Blake. Likewise, Sister Blake's asking for a special touch for Sister Lillian, her sister, and also a loved one and a cousin in life, and that the Lord's able to touch.
Amen.
Touch another member of this house, and one that's been suffering, and it seems like one affliction after the other has been coming her way. So we ask that her faith fail us not. So we'll pray for that, as well as the Lord reach in and touch her. Amen. Amen. Sister Milford?
Yes, Brother Byron, I thank the Lord for his many blessings, and as been mentioned, in traveling to and fro up and down the highway, trying to help out with Sister Francine, and just remember me much in prayer that the Lord would continue to bless. I thank him for his touch on my body and in my leg. Started acting up just a little bit yesterday and the day before, but I'm still trusting that he'll continue to carry me through. And I just truly thank him. The other day I was cooking and grease popped out of the pan. I just moved some meat out of the pan and turned one over, some hamburger, and the grease popped out of the pan. And the Lord, I seen it coming to me, and the Lord shut my eye just in time, and it landed on my eyelid, and you know, grease is hot. And all I had there was a paper towel that I had just finished drying my hands on before I started cooking, and so it had some dampness on it. I just picked it up and kept pressing it on my eyelid, just calling on the Lord that he would touch because it was burning. And I had my other hand, I had the spatula in it, and just kept calling the Lord, and so I put everything down and went in and washed my hands, and when I looked in the mirror, the hurt's there, but there's no burn. And all I could do was stand there in the mirror and just praise the Lord. And I began to thank him, because that's the thinnest skin on your body. And I had heard that from a doctor. Your eyelid is the thinnest skin, and it's very tender. And then I said, Lord, I thank you. I seen it coming, but you know, it went over my glasses instead of hitting the glass. And so I just thanked him, because I said, Lord, you shut my eye, because if it had hit my eyeball, I still would have been asking the Lord for strength, but I just couldn't imagine, you know, the sting and it would have been to my eye. But I truly thank the Lord. There's no mark there. If there is, it's just a little red mark. I can touch it. I can feel where it hit me. But there's no, other than that, there's no hurt. And I truly, truly thank God for his hand of mercy. And that I know to call on Jesus. That's the thing. I know to call on him. If I had been in the world, I'd have probably been saying whoever knows what. But I thank God I know him and was able to call him immediately that he could help me and assess the problem and heal. And he has truly touched him. We can't even, I sent Sister Melita a picture. She couldn't even, you can't even see where it happened. So I just truly thank God for his blessings and his mercy upon me. Just
amen.
Remember me at your prayer.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Milford. Amen. Amen. Lord, we truly thank the Lord. And good to see our children here, Matthew, London, Haley, Grant. I know Olivia's around and Jaslyn. So keep them in your prayers as well and your thoughts.
Amen.
Truly pay attention. Truly listen up. The word of God is for you as well. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That being all, keep me in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers always that I'm doing the will of the Lord. And as it was prayed for my family, just remember them as they go. They know. They've learned. They've had a understanding, and you know, it's the Lord's work. It's the Lord's work, and it's the Lord's. They have to come to it now.
Mm-hmm.
They have to come to it. All men have to come and want to drink from this fountain.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Continue to remember Brother Byron also for the message. This be the Lord's will. This Saturday is food pantry service.
Mm-hmm.
So pray God's anointing on Brother Byron as he seeks the Lord for the message to bring
Amen.
On Saturday.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord. Well, that being all, at this time, we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Let us have faith as we go to prayer. Let us have faith and believe that God is able to do everything and beyond what we have requested. Because he already knew it before we asked. He has told us that in his word. But he likes to hear from us because hearing from us shows faith.
Yeah.
Yes. Belief in that you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
So this is with an understanding that he wants to hear from us because he knows we can't see him.
Yeah.
So he knows he wants to hear us from our hearts that we have faith that he is listening and that he has already answered, he said.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll look to the Lord. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, as we bow before thy throne, truly we want to say thank you for giving us the privilege and the honor to be able to come before thee in prayer, and that you have told us in your word that the prayers of a righteous avail much. And we realize, Father, that you have given your Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we can have this promise,
mm-hmm.
that we can live righteously because he shed out blood to atone for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And we're truly thankful to know that he was faithful unto thee, even unto the end. So we ask that you would bless and honor your people this day, as we have gathered in the house of God to fellowship one with another, and even those that are listening in and that still may be on the way, we ask that you would have mercy this day and that you would hear from on high. We realize, Father, that many requests went forward, and thou knew about each and every one of them before they were uttered. And you told us in your word that if we ask in faith, they have already been answered. So we ask this morning that our faith looks up to thee, and that as we come before thee, let us realize you have already answered our request, even for our loved ones, even for those that are
we may be looking at and seeing that their condition doesn't seem to be getting any better. But let our faith look up to thee. We ask that you remember Sister Lillian this morning in a special way, realizing that she has been under a stressful condition of illness, one thing seemingly after another. But we know nothing's too hard for thee. So we ask that you would remember her in a special way and allow her faith to fail not. Our faith is trusting in thee and offering up a prayer on her behalf. But we realize, according to your word, her faith must look up to thee. So if Sister Lillian's listening in this morning, we ask that you would strengthen her faith, even as you said, you prayed for Peter that his faith faileth not. So we're going to pray that Sister Lillian's faith faileth not. Then we know that she can get the healing that she needs from thee. So we ask in a special way you to remember her this morning. And likewise, we're thankful to hear Sister Holmes in our midst this morning. And we're truly thankful for her. She's thankful for your blessings of her children and those that are taking care of her. Because she realized already you have taken care of her life and her soul. So she's just thankful for all those that you've placed in her life that are just seeing her through as she continuing to travel on and hold on to thee. So we ask that you would continue to bless her in a mighty way. And likewise, Sister Webb, that's on the way. We ask that thou would give her traveling mercies as she's coming along. And we ask that thou would bless her and continue to remember her and her loved ones. And as you have blessed her in body, you've strengthened her and renewed her strength. We ask that thou would continue and likewise touch others and bless others. Even as a witness standing here before them, you have strengthened me, so I know you're able to strengthen others. So allow my life to be a witness. If they can't see thee, they can see me. You said in your word, you can't see, you can see your brother, and you see the love that God did for me. So know that he can do the love and the same for each and every one of us. Have thine own divine way, Father. Teach mankind to understand that thou art God, and besides thee, there is none other. My Lord and my God, we're thankful to see Sister Carol here this morning, and we ask that thou remember her in a special way and allow her to continue to look up to thee and continue to strengthen her, remember her request on her back behalf. But we ask that thou remember her brother in a special way. We ask that thou remember Frank, and we ask that thou would speak to his heart and mind. We realize that he's preparing to retire. But we ask that thou would have mercy even in that, dear Father, that you give him time, a little more time to come to know thee before it's everlasting too late. Have mercy, dear Father. Have mercy. Likewise, dear Father, we're thankful to see Minister Jenkins here this morning, and her faith looks up to thee. And we ask that you would continue to bless her and keep her encouraged. She can't sit still. She wants to be in the house of God. She wants to know all the things that you would have her to have understanding of in your word. So we ask that you just continue to bless her and strengthen her in your spirit. But right now we're asking for your strength in her foot to get her back upright where she can stand firm. We ask that thou would bless her and likewise remember her companion by her side. We're thankful this morning to see Brother Roberts here. We ask that thou would remember this brother in a special way. Continue to bless him. Continue to see him through. And as we spoke on last Lord's Day, his faith hath to look up to thee, even for his family. He's the only one that can get a prayer through for them. So we ask that you remember him in a special way and have him to look up and ask the things that are needed for his loved ones. Even as Job, and the enemy struck out against his loved ones and different ones and different things, he continued to look to thee and did not charge thee foolishly. So we ask that thou would strengthen brothers so that he'd know, even though the enemy is busy and busy with his family, allow him to understand it is the enemy, that he can get a prayer through and that he can rebuke Satan and ask you to protect his family, protect his daughters, remember his loved ones in a special way. Amen. We ask your blessings. Likewise, we're thankful to see our children here. Matthew, we ask that thou to remember him in a special way. Continue to bless him. As he's getting older in life, he's in his teens. We ask that thou remember him. And as he's in high school and some of his last years, we ask that thou would remember him in a special way and have him to understand your word as it goes forth. Rebuke Satan that would put a tiredness on his eyes. We ask that thou would bless him, that he's here in the house of God. And likewise, London this morning, his brother, we ask that thou to remember him in a special way. We're always thankful to see him in the house of God. And we realize his learning is strong, but we ask that thou would look down with favor and speak to his heart and his mind. Remove all foolishness and allow his mind and heart to be strengthened and understand that this word of God is for him as well. And likewise, we ask that thou to remember Grant here this morning. We're thankful to see him and thankful to see how you're bringing him along. He's reading and he's reading scriptures. Continue to remember him in a special way. And likewise, we're thankful to have their sister here. I can't call her name right now, but we're truly thankful for her. The two of them are here. We ask that thou will bless the older one this morning, Haley, in a special way, and look down upon her with favor. We're thankful for her learning and her studies. We realize as I listen to her, sometimes she's learning a lot from me. So we ask that thou bless her in a special way and look down upon her with much favor. Likewise, Jaslyn has been around the house of God from birth. So we ask that thou to remember this young lady in a special way. Continue to bless her and see her through and allow her to know that the word of God is for her as well. We're thankful for these children. And we ask that you'll remember them in a special way. So we're praying for them this morning in a special way. We're calling out their names and want them to know that we love them and we care about their soul and we care about their lives in this world. And we realize there's danger all around. But if they'll only look up and they'll learn to look up, they can be protected from a lot of what is to come. Truly thankful for them. Likewise, remember Sister Smith this morning. We're thankful for her. Continue to bless her and see her through. We ask that thou remember her loved ones, remember her family. And as she said, she's just thankful to be waiting on the message to come forth from thee. So we ask that thou remember her in a special way. And likewise, I heard Sister Maria's voice say amen this morning, so I know she's come in. So we ask that thou remember Sister Maria and family, and likewise her husband and the boys. We ask that thou remember them in a special way and keep them in the hollow of your hand and under the shadow of your wing as they continue to grow and learn of thee. Likewise, we're thankful for Brother Levester being here. We ask that thou remember his request for his family, his loved ones. Remember his brothers. Like he said, there's only the few of them that are left. And he's concerned about the ones that don't know thee. And he's also concerned about Brother Reggie's companion in a special way. Remember him, that he will continue to look up to thee and praying for his wife and the blessings that you're able to do.
We're truly thankful this morning for Sister Blake being here. And we ask that Thou remember her in a special way this morning. As You have given her Your word, we ask that Thou renew her fresh this morning in strength, that she'll be able to stand before us and proclaim that You have laid on her heart and on her mind. We ask that Thou will bless her in a mighty way and allow her to know that the Spirit of God is speaking through her. You said in Your word to let us hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. So let us know that as she's speaking, we're not listening to Sister Blake, but we should be trying to find and hear what the Spirit's trying to say this morning. So have Thine own divine way. Look down with favor upon her. Bless her and strengthen her this day. Likewise, remember her companion, Brother Maurice, in a special way. We ask that Thou continue to bless him. We're thankful for this brother. We're thankful for how You're bringing him along in spirit and in truth. And likewise, Sister Laurencine, in a special way. We're thankful for her. We're thankful for how You bring her along in spirit and in truth, and how she's desiring to learn more and more of Thee. We ask Your blessings to be with her. And likewise, the media room, Sister Melita and company that may be back there, if Brother Pierre's here this morning, we ask that Thou remember these in a special way. Now have Thine own divine way. And as there's been said, there's a food pantry coming up. We ask that Thou would look down with favor and remember those that may come in as strangers. And I only call them strangers because of separating them from the saints. But as they come in, that Your word would go forth and speak to their hearts and mind. We ask that Thou would bless the messenger that will be bringing the message on that day as well. Have Thine own divine way. We desire Your strength. We desire Your power. We desire knowing and doing the will of God. We ask that You would bless Your people. You said You'd be with us, and You'd be with us even to the end. So have Thine own divine way. Guide and direct us in all truth and understanding. And if there's any I forgot to lift up a voice about this morning that is in the presence of us, we ask that Thou to remember them in a special way. Have Thine own divine way in this service, and let us be careful to give Thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and gather together this day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for prayer.
Amen.
Thank God for beautiful prayer. We thank God for all of His many blessings to us, how He provides for those things that we have need of. And before we bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, we're going to pray, thanking God for what He has already provided for us.
Amen.
And there is no limit to God.
Amen.
And asking Him to receive these tithes and offerings that we bring in joyfully, cheerfully, willingly.
Amen.
Asking God to give His wisdom for their use, for they are His. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
yes,
we thank You, Lord Father. We thank You, dear God, for the foregoing prayer. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for Your people this morning, who, dear God, love to come into the house of God, love to come and come together with the people of God. Oh, Father, we thank You, dear God, for being here, dear Father, for being in our midst. And we know You're here, Lord, because You were in us, dear Father, when we came. And, Lord, we haven't gone anywhere, so we know, Lord, that You are present, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that You would bless, Father, even as we bring in our tithes and offerings. Dear Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would use them, dear Father, according to your will. We thank you, dear God, for providing the means, Lord, for us to obey your word and bringing in these tithes and offerings. Lord, as you have blessed us, dear God, we are bringing them in, dear Father. And we're bringing them, dear God, knowing, dear Father, that you will multiply them, dear God, because you have in the past. Lord, we know, dear God, there are times, dear Father, when it doesn't seem like there are many individuals here, dear God, but Lord, when the count is done, dear Father, for the deposit to be made, Lord, truly, dear Father, you have poured out, dear God, out of your abundance, dear God. And Lord, we just thank you, dear Father, for what you have done. And Lord, you, Father, make it possible, dear God, for us to minister to others, dear God. Lord, whether feeding them, Lord, for food pantry, dear God. Father, we hope, Lord, to be able to provide some warm socks and gloves and, dear Father, things as the season comes on, dear God. Perhaps some blankets, dear Father. For truly, Lord, the needs are many. But, Lord, you said in your word, the poor will have with us always. And so, Lord, you have that gives us, dear God, a ministry, dear God. Father, to minister, Lord, unto those who have a material need and who have a spiritual need. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, use these offerings, dear God, and increase them, dear Father, Lord, that they might be able, Lord, that they may be able, dear God, to be sufficient for the purpose, dear God, that you have for them. We pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver and use both to your glory and honor. This we ask in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and for his sake. Amen.
I found my Lord and he is mine. He won me by his love. I'll serve him all the years of time and dwell with him above. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. No other Lord but Christ I know. I walk with him alone. His streams of love forever flow. Within my heart his throne. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. He's dearer to my heart than life. He found me lost in sin. He caught the sea of inward strife and bade me come to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. I tried the road of sin and found his prospects all deceit. I proved the Lord and joys abound more than I could believe. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is
sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight.
Amen. I'm trusting Jesus.
Amen.
When you need a friend to supply your every need, keep on trusting in my Jesus all the way. If you go to him in prayer, he will always meet you there. Keep on trusting in my Jesus every day. I am trusting Jesus every day. I am trusting in my Savior all the way. If I trust him every hour, I can feel his mighty power. I am trusting in my Jesus every day. When your crossing's hard to bear, there is trouble everywhere. Keep on trusting in my Jesus all the way. Keep on trusting in his power. He will bless you every hour. Keep on trusting in my Jesus every day. I am trusting Jesus every day. I am trusting in my Savior all the way. Yes, I trust him every hour. I can feel his mighty power. I am trusting in my Jesus every day. When it's hard to take a stand, Christ lies on every hand. Keep on trusting in my Jesus all the way. When the road gets hard and steep, and your path seems hard to keep, keep on trusting in my Jesus every day. I am trusting Jesus every day. I am trusting in my Savior all the way. Every hour, I can feel his mighty power. I am trusting in my Jesus every day. Oh, I am trusting Jesus every day. I am trusting in my Savior.
Power. I am trusting in my Jesus every day. Why can't you trust him? Because he's got mighty power.
Amen.
Amen. Don't sing something that you don't know what you're singing about. You're trusting him because he's got mighty power. He's got mighty power and he's able to heal. He's able to deliver. That's how we got saved, is through his mighty power.
Amen.
We were crooked before. It took mighty power to save me. I know what I was into, all kind of stuff. You know, I don't even look at this world and point no finger and judge, because I know one such was I, doing all kind of stuff. But mighty power changed my life.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I'm standing here before you today.
Amen.
Believing and trusting all the way. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord for his mighty power. Thank the Lord for his saving power that's able to save man, no matter what his soul's into. The Lord said, I don't care if it's deep like crimson, I think that scripture says in the first book of Isaiah. Yeah, sins be like crimson, deep red, and sunk in. The Lord said he can make it as white as snow. Amen? Amen. So that takes mighty power. That takes mighty power. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Well, we thank the Lord for the song service, prayer service. And now he's ready to speak to us. Amen? And I got a scripture I'd like to read this morning.
Yes.
And it's found in the book of Acts. It's found in the book of Acts, chapter 10. The book of Acts, chapter 10, and it's verse 33. You know, because the Lord's got his servant here. But his servant came for us. Amen. She's here to do what the Lord has commissioned her to do. And I realize in this book of Acts, the 10th chapter, verse 33, Cornelius spoke to the servant of God, which was Peter. And he said to him, he said, immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. So he's talking to Peter when Peter came from Joppa, and came to Cornelius' house. And this is the part that I like that Cornelius had to say. He said, now therefore are we all here present before God. So know who you're present before. Amen. We are here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Now God has given her the command. But we're here present before God to hear. See, to hear. We're here to hear. We're not here to sleep or to just be seen or something. We're here to hear what God has given to his servant this morning. Amen. He said, hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Amen. So let us look to the Lord in prayer and let us have spiritual ears this morning to hear what the Lord has given to his dear servant this morning. This time we'll stand, if you're able.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again we bow before thee in thy throne, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to come before thee once again in thy throne. And we ask in the name of Jesus that thou will look down with favor this day and bless the hearing ears this morning that have come to hear what thou hast given to your servant this morning. We ask your special blessing and touch upon her, that you will bless her and strengthen her afresh and anew from head to toe as she stands before us to proclaim the word of God. We realize, dear Father, she's come to work in your harvest today. She's come to work and to give us the word of God that you have given unto her. Now let us hear and understand the things that you would have us to know, and the things that you would have us to know, that we may grow in strength and in knowledge and understanding of thee. Have thine own divine way. Bless and strengthen her. Bless and strengthen each and every one of us. Allow us to sit with open hearts and open minds. And truly, let us be careful to give thee the praise, the honor, and the glory for it all. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and thank thee. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God has an all-seeing eye. God also has an all-hearing ear.
Amen.
We're so glad that the Lord hears when his children pray. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen. Giving honor to
Pastor Jenkins, Brother Byron Johnson. Greetings to everyone that's here. Thank God for each and every one of you. Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Just listening as for the prayers that were prayed, the prayer requests, and I was struck by when Brother Byron was praying after the requests were made, and he was praying for each of us and then for different ones, that our faith would look up to the Lord, and others that their faith fail not, and all of us that our faith fail not. I thank God for that. Amen. In our hearing, for our responsive reading, we read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 14. And I thank God for that prayer, because for the text, we would like to go back to that passage of Scripture and look at verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And brother prayed about our faith looking up to the Lord, that our faith fail not. He kept praying about faith and about faith and looking for a healing, those who needed healing in faith, and living for the Lord in faith.
Amen.
And so as brother prayed, and that 12th verse is a text, what we want to consider: fight the good fight of faith. And it's a good fight.
Amen.
It's a good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. And part of the way we fight that good fight is by looking, if we look back at what's in verse 11, but thou, O man of God, when we are of God, we flee the things that are written above, the love of money, which is the root of all evil, and the coveting after that money, and so on, the perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, and so on, earlier in that chapter.
But when we are of God, we flee those things and we follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And we're fighting the good fight of faith while possessing these attributes, these qualities. So the title that we want to consider today is, It is Spiritual Warfare, Fight On. It is spiritual warfare. Fight on. We're told in that passage of Scripture, fight the good fight of faith. We're going to fight on. Regardless of what our ears may hear or our eyes may see, our eyes are seeing many things in this world. But we're going to fight on. We're going to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. When the Apostle Paul said that, what he's saying is that this world is a battleground of spiritual forces. Now, you might say, well, it seems like a battleground, people just fighting each other, countries fighting each other. But at the root of it all is that this is a spiritual battleground. Amen. And we are spiritual beings. And because we are, it's impossible, because this world is a spiritual battleground, those who belong to God and those who belong to the devil, it's impossible to be neutral. You can't say, well, I'm neither one. Well, you're one of them, one or the other. And if you're not of God, then by default, you're of that wicked one. So we can't be neutral. This is not a neutral. You can't be neutral. It's not like the war. I believe it said that Switzerland was a neutral country. It didn't fight with Germany and them in World War II, and they didn't fight with the United States and the Allied forces. They were just neutral. But it's not possible to be neutral in this spiritual warfare.
Amen.
You are one thing or you are the other. We have to stand on one side or the other. In Luke chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. So one might say, well, I'm not against Jesus. Well, if you're not with him, then by default, you are against him. And since we have to be in this conflict, whether people say, well, I'm not in the conflict, well, yes, you are. Then doesn't it behoove us to be on the right side? Don't we want to be on God's side? Because when we know that we are on the right side, then God's word tells us how we're going to fight. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, and against powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's why it is a spiritual warfare. Now, that devilish spirit in some people turns into flesh and blood wrestling against people, people shooting each other, mugging each other, and so on. But it started out at the root of it is the spirit of wickedness, the spirit of evil.
Amen.
But since we're not wrestling against flesh and blood in this spiritual warfare, it makes sense that our weapons not be carnal. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Well, I'll go back and read verse 3 as well. For though we walk in the flesh, and we are because we are alive, our hearts are beating, we have flesh and blood right now. Although we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And when you think about it, when we're serving sin and we're living for the devil, that's a stronghold right there.
Amen.
And there are many things that the devil will hold on and even when there are souls that are hearing the word of God, are hearing the truth, still the devil will bring up, well, what about, you'll have to give up so-and-so. Well, you don't want to do that because then you'll have to live like those other people, those people who go to church. Or, well, somebody will expect something of you. They'll expect you to live right. Or, I'm going to have to change my wardrobe. I don't have money to buy new clothes, so I better. The devil will put all kinds of strongholds and all kinds of obstacles there for you to consider in your mind that will keep you bound in sin. Instead of consider what I say and the Lord give you understanding, they consider what the devil says and figure out reasons for them not to come to God. So you see, this spiritual warfare is a warfare of on the heart. It works on the mind. It works on all kinds of things. But in the spiritual warfare, when we're on God's side, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly, but they are mighty through God. Because Brother Byron was talking about, he said he knew where he was before he was saved. He knew the kind of person he was. I know the kind of person I was. And all of us, no matter who we are, we're living in a way that was not pleasing to God.
Amen.
Each and every one of us. So it took the mightiness of God. It took the power of God to pull down those strongholds. It took the power of the word of God. It took the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all sin. Those weapons are not carnal, but it did pull down those strongholds of sin in our lives. One thing, but one outstanding thing, and that was in our text, scripture text, one outstanding thing about this battle is that it is of necessity a battle of faith. We've got to believe. We've got to trust God. So do we really mean business for God? There are people who come to an altar. They may kneel at an altar, but they really didn't have an intention of staying with God. Perhaps they were following somebody else, or the spirit was on them really, really strong, and they were feeling uncomfortable. And so they came to an altar, but they want somebody else to pray for them. See, when you are an altar worker and you're dealing with a soul that's at the altar, and that soul's under conviction, they have to pray. If I'm bowing at an altar with someone, I can offer a prayer. I can pray with them. I tell them, I will pray with you, but you have to tell God what it is that you want. You have to confess to God. If you want to be saved, you have to tell God that. I can't tell God that for you. I don't know your heart. I cannot be saved for you. I can't give you a little rehearsed card that has words on it that says, read these words and then you'll be all right. You get up and you'll be saved and then you just go on off. No, that's not true. And that's not showing someone the way to the cross. Praise God. We have to mean business for God. Otherwise we're just playing around. We're toying with God's love. So we have even those of us who've been saved, well, have we thrown ourselves on the side of on God's side in this battle? Without reserve, without hesitation, without not holding anything back. Lord, I'm yours. Lord, what do you want me to do? Do we intend to fight the good fight of faith? Because if we do, we're told that we'll be laying hold on eternal life. And that's the only way that we can lay hold on eternal life. It's to fight this good fight of faith. So we have to have it really settled that we're going on and going through with God, even with the trials that will inevitably come. There'll be sickness. There'll be affliction. There may be financial problems. There may be family problems. There may be some neighborhood problems. Then somebody come over and cut your tree down. And you look out and whatever it might be. Now, people are so bad now, they're poisoning people's pets. They're poisoning somebody, poisoning your dog, whatever it is. But we have to commit it to God and stay with God, realizing that this is spiritual warfare and we have to fight on. There's a song that the choir used to sing, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. That's the way we've got to settle it. Regardless of the trials that come. Praise our God. Now, you know, in a natural war, war that men start, or there are most of the countries of this world have a standing army of some sort. Now, the United States has various branches of the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines, and now they've got Space Force. They've got the Coast Guard. There's standing military armies. And in a natural war, whether it's Vietnam War, Korean War, Second World War, First World War, whatever it might be, the war that was over in Afghanistan, some veterans of that conflict, talking about a natural war, some veterans in the conflict, by virtue of their experience, the things that they have seen, losses that they've incurred when they've been on their deployments and so on, they become battle weary. They've seen so much. They've had comrades at arms that they've lost. They've been away from home for so long. They're missing their family. They become battle weary. And in a natural sense, even though they're battle weary, if someone is in the Army of the United, what we'll say the Navy. Jacob is in the Navy. My brother was in the Navy. I know that Brother Thomas Mann was in the Navy. Brother James Malone was in the Navy with a lot of Navy men. So we'll say the Navy. And they become battle weary. But even in the natural army, they don't switch sides just because things have happened, just because there have been some battles. They don't switch sides. They don't refuse to fight. They do not desert. They fight on. They do not desert. Now, I looked up the definition of desert. Now, the sweet stuff that we eat, that has two S's in it. It's pronounced the same way, but it's different. We're talking about desert. Desert, to forsake someone or something that one ought not to leave. We dare not desert God. Amen. When we're in the army of God, we dare not desert him. That's a forsake, to forsake someone or something that one ought not to leave. As that song said, I promised, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promised him that I would serve him till I die. To desert means to abandon. I believe in the military, they call that going AWOL. They put you in prison for that. For years, once they catch you, they put you in prison for that. But if we abandon God, the end is so much worse than that. We confine ourselves. If it be possible to be renewed again in God, but it may not be. And to abandon, to have tasted of the goodness of God, and to abandon him is to set oneself up for eternal hell. To desert also means to leave one's post with no intent to return. In time of war, to leave one's post in order to avoid hazardous duty. this walk with the Lord, one might call that hazardous duty. Word of God tells us, think it not strange concerning a fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. That sounds like hazardous duty to me. But the thing is, when we do come upon these things, or these things come upon us, we know that we're not alone. We know that if we're in the army of the Lord, we know that Christ is our captain. We know that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. We know that God will not leave us nor forsake us. In the hottest battle, in the hottest conflict, he will not, no matter what it is. Amen. Praise God. So if in the natural army they fight on, even though there may be trouble, even though there may be comrades falling on either side, they fight on. In the army of the Lord, in a spiritual warfare, we've got to fight on. We may be under attack, but we've got to fight on. We may be persecuted, but we've got to fight on. We may be afflicted in our body. We may be bent over, but we've got to fight on in our spirit. The word of God tells us, though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day, and we can count on that renewal. Praise our God. In this spiritual warfare, when we're saved, we've been born again. And by being born again unto God, we have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ, even the forgiveness of sins. And according to Colossians 1:13, we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that is a kingdom of light. Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for delivering us from the power of darkness. Darkness has power. Darkness has the power to dictate how we live our lives. There are people who are living in darkness, and they're under the power of darkness. And there's no light in them at all. But thank God, through the blood of Jesus, because of the redemption that we have through his blood, because of the forgiveness of sins that we have, we've been delivered from that. And we have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus. And in that moment, we came to an altar and we cried out and we truly repented of our sins, and were washed and forgiven of our sins, and washed in that blood of Jesus. In that moment, we also enlisted in God's army. We enlisted. Now, notice I use the word enlisted, not drafted. We enlisted because it was voluntary. We came willingly to God as he drew us with cords of love by his spirit. We came willingly because we believed his word and the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from sin and all unrighteousness. We enlisted. We came because we love God and we wanted to commit to his service, to serve him now and throughout all of eternity. You know, I'm thinking there's a song that we sang. I've enlisted in the service. Amen. Now remember the subject is it's spiritual warfare. Fight on. First verse of that song says, I am fighting in the army of the Lord. That lets us know you're fighting the good fight of faith. You are fighting. You're not hiding somewhere. I am fighting in the army of the Lord. And though dangers thickly round my pathway lie, I shall never faint or fear, for my Jesus is so near. I've enlisted in the service till I die. Often do I meet with Satan, by the way. So we shouldn't think that he isn't going to come sliding around a corner in some way. Often do I meet with Satan, by the way, and his fiery darts so thickly round me fly. When the shield of faith he sees, then he always quickly flees. I've enlisted in the service till I die. Now, we've got that shield of faith. That tells us we've got some armor on, doesn't it? Tells us we've got to have the whole armor on. Now, the world has ceased to be a friend to me. We're told if anyone is a friend of the world, they're the enemy of God. It says, now, because of this great redemption, now the world has ceased to be a friend to me. Used to be a friend to me. Oh, I was real friendly with the world. The world was real friendly with me. But that ended when I enlisted in the service of God, when I was redeemed from sin. So now there's been a change taking place. The world has ceased to be a friend to me. And the ones I most have loved now pass me by. People that used to be your best bosom buddy, your ace boon coon, they pass you by. Now they don't want to be bothered with you. They're having little gatherings. They don't want you to come. Don't feel bad. We're told, blessed are you when men shall separate you from their company. Praise God, I'd rather be separated unto the Lord. I would rather be separated unto the Lord than those that I used to hang with. It says, the ones I most have loved now pass me by. But to him, capital H, him I'll faithful be, who has shed his blood for me. I've enlisted in the service till I die. I shall never tire or give the battle o'er. For the crowning day is coming by and by. Then through all eternity, I shall shout the victory. I've enlisted in the service till I die. I will press the course. I will press the battle on till the victory is won and I reach my crown and mansion by and by. Just think about that. We're promised the crown and the mansion.
Amen.
Praise our God. What else could you need? And eternal life around God's throne. Let me start that refrain again. I will press the battle on till the victory is won and I reach my crown and mansion by and by. By the grace of God, I know I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in the service till I die. Praise our God. We've got to have it settled that way. Praise God. And we've got to have a made-up mind to do that. We also sing, I'm going on. Are you going on? Are you going to fight the good fight of faith? Are you going on? The first verse, I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I'll never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know, for God will give me victory if onward I shall go. Should opposition come, and opposition is going to come. If we're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, we're going to suffer some persecution. And we're not told what quarter that persecution might come from. It might come on the job. It might come from in your own house. It might be some of your own blood relatives. But it says, should opposition come, should foes obstruct my way, should persecution's fires be lit, as in the ancient day, with Jesus by my side, his peace within my soul. No matter if the battle's hot, I mean to win the goal. Praise, I'm going on. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. So the moment that we became children of God, we enlisted in his service. We enlisted in that service. Praise our God. And we're there when we've got a made up mind to serve God and to love God. We're there permanently. Amen. Praise our God. In the moment that we were redeemed, in that moment that we enlisted in his service, we became children of God. We became the church of God. We no longer serve sin or the devil. So that puts us into conflict with our former master, the devil. And he was our former master. That puts us into conflict with Satan. We have no use for our old sinful life. We have no use for our old sinful thoughts. You know, we often sing the song, I have left all the world to follow Jesus. Never backward to its follies will I turn. Oh, I'm on the upward way, and it's brighter every day. For I've left all the world to follow Jesus. We left that old life behind. Praise our God. And now we cling. We cling to God, our Father. We resist the devil and his temptations. We're told in James chapter 4, verse 7, that we are to submit ourselves unto God and resist the devil, and he will flee. But before the devil's going to flee, we have to submit ourselves to God. That's where the power is. That's what makes the devil flee. The devil doesn't look at us and say, oh, well, yeah. No, no. The power of God in us, because we have submitted ourselves to God and God's power is working in us and we're fighting the good fight of faith. That's what makes the devil flee. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. So this is the spiritual warfare that we are entered into as servants of the Most High God. And as we said, we have no desire to desert him because we want to be ever vigilant as a good soldier. Remember, we said to desert means to forsake someone or something that one ought not to leave. Praise our God. We don't want to leave the Lord. Now our title, in our title, we said that it is a spiritual warfare, fight on. Now, we want to be clear by what we mean when we say fight on. Because the Word of God instructs us not to be brawlers. We're not talking about brawling. Titus chapter 3, verse 2. Titus 3, 2. I'll go back and pick up verse 1 as well. So Titus 3, 1 and 2. Put them in mind to be subject to the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. So when we say fight on, we're not talking about brawling with people. We're not talking about fussing, arguing at people. You can't go and fuss at somebody and argue with them and say, I'm just trying to help you get your soul saved. That's not showing love. So we cannot brawl with people. This scripture says gentle, but we have to be gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. Praise our God. So we're not to be brawlers. And in John chapter 18, verse 36, Jesus said, you get there. John chapter 18, verse 36. Jesus answered, and Jesus was before Pilate at this time. My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. So Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But Jesus would not permit a physical fight to remove him from the hands of the Jews. That was not his purpose in coming. The fight that Jesus is talking about, The fight that by his grace we are in is the fight of faith.
Amen.
We are admonished to fight, that we are to have the fight of faith. So Jesus was not talking about fighting and brawling. When we say fight on, we're not talking about brawling. We just want to be clear on that before we get deeper into this. We're talking about fighting the good fight of faith, because his kingdom is not of this world. So we're fighting a fight of faith. We are obliged in that text, the 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, to fight the good fight of faith. So you see, this is a good fight, not a brawl, but we are to fight the good fight of faith to lay hold on eternal life, whereunto we are called. So we are called to that by God. So with a good profession before many witnesses. So others should be able to look at our life and see the faith that is in us. They should be able to see how we are standing on our faith. They should be able to see that we're not murmuring and complaining about situations. They should be able to see that we're just trusting God. And at times, you know, there's those who will say, well, I don't know how you can do it. I would have just had to tell them off, do something, hit them, you know, what, damage their property, just something. But that is not of God. So we can see that's who they serve. We see that they're in the other army. They're in the enemy camp. But we can fight the good fight of faith and know that what we're doing is pleasing to God.
Amen.
And when we do that, we have a good witness before those who are looking on.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Now, when we are fighting this good fight of faith, we realize, first of all, as saints, we have to realize that we are in a spiritual conflict. Sometimes when, especially for new converts, and right after I got saved, and you get saved and your sins are forgiven and you feel so wonderful, such a burden, and the load is lifted off of you. And you say, oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Nothing can go wrong now. But that's babe. That's a new babe in Christ. You know, and as a new babe, you don't quite understand all the things. That's why the saints, the church, the mother, the saints gather around, put the arms around you, say, just stay true. Just keep on coming. Keep on praying. We're right there with you. The Lord is not going to forsake you. We're not going to let you go. We're going to pray with you. We're going to help you. Y'all, if we see, we don't want to see you make a misstep, because we don't want to see you lose out. We don't want to see you lose the ground that you've already gained, because you've made a wonderful step, made a wonderful decision in serving God. As saints, we must recognize and acknowledge that this is a spiritual conflict, and not everybody's going to love you all the time. And it's going to take some abiding faith to be victorious in this spiritual conflict. Jude 3. Praise our God. Jude 3 says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We're talking about the common salvation. God doesn't have a special salvation for this group, or special salvation for this group, or this group over here doesn't have to measure to all of the word. They get a special exemption on something. No, this is the common salvation which Jesus shed his blood to bring to us. And this common salvation, and in Jude it says, beloved, first of all, signifying, okay, I love you.
Yes.
When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, to encourage you, to let you know, to build you up, to let you know that you should earnestly contend. Contend is to strive, struggle. Contend comes from the same root word as contest. To contend, it's going to take some work, some striving. Contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. We're fighting that good fight of faith, that we might lay hold on eternal life. So this lets us know we must recognize that there is a spiritual conflict between the world and worldliness and godliness, between the saint and the sinner. Doesn't mean that we hate the person, but we understand that there are spirits at work here. And they are contrary one to the other. Praise our God.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Amen. The Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy. He even called him my son Timothy, because Timothy was a young pastor, and the Apostle Paul was encouraging him. 1 Timothy 1:18, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. That just lets us know, in order for us to war a good warfare, to fight a good fight of faith, we've got to hold on our faith. As Brother Byron was praying, you know, that our faith fail not. We have to hold on our faith, holding faith and a good conscience. Praise our God. And the Spirit of God will bring to our mind, if there's something that's there that we're not doing, or something that we've said, or perhaps a thought, something that we had that was not where it should be, the Spirit will show it to us. And we can clear that and have a conscience void of offense toward God. And this, according to this, Apostle Paul was advising Timothy, said, which some, they're even warning him, which some, having put away, they didn't hold on to their faith. Some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. Their life, they wrecked their life. They wrecked their salvation. They went away. And they abandoned the Lord. And for some, there was no way to get back at all. Praise our God. My Lord. The Lord would have us to stand fast. Stand fast in our faith. Philippians chapter 1, verses 27 through 30. Praise our God. Every part of our life, every part of our walk, the way we talk, the way we conduct ourselves has to be according to God's word, according to the gospel of Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. You know, that should be the case with us, the way that we live, whether we see the person, whether they live in Columbus or Zanesville, whether they live in Columbus or Lebanon, Ohio. Wherever they are, they may be in another country, but we still need to have our holy conversation, our conduct, be as it becometh the gospel of Christ when we belong to him. The Apostle Paul said, whether I come and see you, as he's talking to the Philippian Christians, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. Because you know it's true. If somebody does wrong, people get that word out really quickly, don't they? You know, sometimes if they think that they've got a piece of information on someone, and that's something, they don't even check on the validity or the truth of it. But it'll be cross town before you can get out to your car in the parking lot. So what they hear, let us be sure, let us be certain that it is our holy conversation and godliness. Let them hear about that. because that will exalt God and that will exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So if we're striving together for the faith of the gospel, then we're fighting the good fight of faith. It says, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries. Again, not being cowardly. It said, in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. We can be bold. God will give us the boldness to stand in the face even of our enemies. Praise God. To stand, to be bold and stand on his word because we know it's true. To be bold because we know that our Heavenly Father watches over us. And to know, live or die, I am the Lord's. Praise God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me and now here to be in me. So the apostle, God is no respecter of person. We know that the apostle Paul had to go through many, many, many things. And there's a passage where he even almost gives a catalog of what happened, how many times he got stoned, how many times he was in prison, how many times he was in the deep when the shipwreck, how many times he was chased from town to town, all those times when he was persecuted. But since God is no respecter, and God told Ananias when Paul was on the road to Damascus, at that time he was Saul. When Saul was on the road to Damascus and the Lord struck him blind and he had to be led by the hand into Damascus, and then God called upon Ananias, who was in Damascus. This is not Sapphira's Ananias. This is another Ananias. And God and Jesus told Ananias to go. Go and lay your hands on him, that he might receive the Holy Ghost and might receive his sight and the Holy Ghost. And Ananias was not so keen on doing that because he said, I have heard, he had heard of the destruction and so on that Paul had wreaked on the church. But Jesus told Ananias, go thy way, for I will show him what great, for he's a chosen vessel unto me, and I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So even though the Apostle Paul was a chosen vessel, he was still going to have to suffer something. God did mighty things through him. We are reading the script, many of the scriptures that we're calling were written by the Apostle Paul to the various churches, or even to Timothy, to different ones to encourage them. But he was still in the middle of a conflict. If the Lord is going to use us, if we're going to be in his army, there's going to be conflict. And since God is no respecter of person, he will put more on some than on others. And he put a whole lot on the Apostle Paul. But we're going to have something put on us at some point, and we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith in order to be true, to lay hold on eternal life. Amen. 1 Peter 5:8-9. We know that we have an enemy. We acknowledge that this is a spiritual warfare. We know the name of our enemy. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. Don't be silly. Don't be foolish. Don't be always giggling. Be sober. Because this is a serious life. This is a serious war. That's not to say that we can't smile and laugh sometimes. But there's a difference between that and being silly and flighty and foolish. God would not have that for us. God has something better for us. If I'm running around and I'm silly, how will I ever be able to make the way attractive to draw someone else to Christ. I can't. It can't happen. They'll look at me and just say, "Oh, she's just silly." And do the headline. She's just silly. Don't pay her any attention. So that even if I were to try to witness, they would not receive my witness. We don't want to destroy our witness. Be sober. Be vigilant. Always watching. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist. Again, this is a fight of faith. Resist steadfast in the faith. You're not going to just fall down to him. You're not going to be the devil's doormat. Resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Praise our God. So we have to resist in the faith. We've got to fight the good fight, and that will cause resistance. We have to resist those things. Praise our God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. We talked about having the shield of faith in that song. I've listened in his service till I die. We're talking about the devil. When the shield of faith he sees, then he always quickly flees. We've got to have that. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So we've got to be strong. In order to fight the fight of faith, we've got to be strong. And we can only fight it in the power of God's might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Praise our God. We'll have to stand in the fight. Amen. We'll have to stand and be true, having on the whole armor of God. Romans 13:12. If we're children of light, then we must be wearing the armor of light. Romans 13:12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Once again, leaving darkness, casting off the works of darkness. If we have been taken out from the power of darkness, then we have to cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Praise our God. And we know that light and darkness don't mix. They do not mix. So when we are children of light, we have to have on the armor of light. Praise God. Amen. We understand that in fighting the good fight of faith, well, in any fight, one key is to know your enemy. Know your enemy. How might your enemy come at you? If your enemy has any weaknesses, you want to know what those are also. Well, the devil, Satan, is our enemy. And we cannot be ignorant of our enemy. We cannot be ignorant of his devices. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. for we are not ignorant of his devices. So if we're not ignorant of his devices, how do we get unignorant, if I could make up a word? How are we not ignorant? That means we cannot be ignorant of God's word. His word tells us how to know what is true and what is false. His word tells us Satan's devices, tells us about Satan's devices, gives us examples of how he has vexed others, tells us how others have fallen under the influence of Satan, that it might be for our learning and our admonition. Now, the adversary does not always roar. We read the scripture in 1 Peter that said, our adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And in spirit, he is roaring. But in his manifestation, he doesn't always roar, does he? Sometimes he'll come speaking softly, even reasonably sometimes. That's the way it came to Eve in the garden. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he didn't come as a roaring lion. He came talking, in fact, coming quoting words, quoting Old Testament scripture. So sometimes our adversary will come speaking softly, reasonably, although there is nothing reasonable about sin or deception or transgressing God's law or going, crossing, and disobeying the will of God's Spirit. But the adversary will come in many different guises and disguises. Come as a deceitful worker. He'll come as a false prophet. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Now, it doesn't say that they were made apostles by God or by Christ. It says transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. You know, and sometimes you'll see I've seen signs and posters of people, sometimes a man, sometimes it's a woman, and in like now, oh, I am apostle so-and-so-and-so, and we're having revival at such and such and such a place. You know, and I look at that sign, and sometimes I'm in the car by myself, but I'm talking out loud. Okay, and who made you an apostle? This scripture says, deceitful workers, false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. But we know that that's not of God. Verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So the devil will try to come in many different guises and disguises. We cannot be ignorant of his devices. 1 John chapter 4, Word of God tells us what to do. And in order to do this, we have to have the Spirit of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So when we're fighting the good fight of faith, we have to know our enemy. We have to try the spirits by God's Spirit. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Yes. Praise our God. Yes. But it says, verse 4 goes on and says, ye are of God. When we are of God, we can try the spirit. But in order to try the spirit, that means we have to have the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. Praise our God. So we can know, because God is in us, because the Spirit of God is in us, we can overcome. We can fight the good fight of faith and not be defeated, but we can overcome. Praise our God. I thank God for his precious promises.
Amen.
Another way that Satan may try to come and attack us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. It says, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims. And that's what we are, because this world is not our home. We're just the passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Praise our God. So we are strangers and pilgrims. So there's I don't know whether it was Pastor Wilbur, one of the evangelists said, you know, we wear this world as a loose garment so that we can just drop it at any time. Amen. So dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain. Keep away from, avoid fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Satan will try to war against our very soul.
Amen.
Causing to have a lust, and this lust may not be a physical lust. It may be a lust for things,
yes.
Things of this world,
yes.
A lust for a lot of money, just a lust for position. A lust for power, a lust to want to be known, to just you know. And I look at the things that are going on, and I don't have Facebook, so I'm not following anybody. But they pop stuff out. Even when you're looking for news, if I'm on my phone, I'm looking to see what's the temperature outside. Things will pop up about all these different ones that have these followings on the internet. And they have Facebook, and they do all these things because they want to have a name for themselves, and they want to count. And this is just things I picked, as I said, I'm a wayside hearer where this is concerned, where I'm hearing how some of these things that they do. The more followers they get, the more they like it. And I don't know, somehow maybe, I guess it's connected with money somehow, if they're doing something, I don't know, if they get a certain number of clicks. Somebody else probably knows more about, I'm sure there are probably people who probably know more about, Jasmine knows more about it. But they want a name. They want to be known. They want to be followed. They brag about how many followers they have. They all these things, that's a lust. That's a lust for fame. That's a fleshly lust. And it wars against the soul. And there are people that are flocking after these things now. You know, and it kind of started, and cell phones are fine and they're very useful. But when they put cameras on them and people start taking selfies, vanity jumped in. And then things just kind of took off from there. And so people, they looked at, they take a picture of themselves, they like the way it looked, and then they take another one, And it builds up a vanity and a lust for fame. And the see me, know who I am, and so on. But that wars against the soul, because that person is putting themselves before even seeking God. They don't want to know what the will of God is for their life. Praise our God.
My Lord.
We're not to be entangled with the affairs of this world. 2 Timothy chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to start with verse 1 and read down a little ways, at least from verse 7, and then we may jump down to a verse farther down. If we are fighting in the army of the Lord, if we're going to fight the good fight of faith, then we cannot afford to get entangled in the net of this world. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, we understand that grace is the free gift. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. But we're told to be strong in the grace, to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Now, that, what that tells me is that the Apostle Paul was confident, not boastful, but he was assured of his relationship with God, in so much that he told Timothy, that you've heard of me among many witnesses, that they tell you of me and my life, commit that to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also, that the word of God may be spread, that godliness, the godly life that's being lived may be manifested to the world. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Now, chosen to be a soldier. Amen. Chosen to be a soldier. I also think of that the scripture in that Isaiah 48:10. We're chosen in the furnace of affliction. So we're chosen to be a soldier. We're chosen to fight, and we're going to fight that good fight of faith, and it may be in the furnace of affliction. But if God has chosen us, there's no one greater who could choose us. So it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. We don't get all caught up, because again, we are strangers and pilgrims here. We don't get all entangled with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. We've talked about that crown and that mansion that we want to have when done with this life. So we are striving against sin. We have to live to have power over sin and over self. So we're striving for the mastery of that. And striving means struggling, working, resisting. But we won't get our crown except we strive lawfully, meaning according to God's word. Amen. When we are living, when we are fighting the good fight of faith, it has to be according to God's word. It has to be lawfully, obeying all that God has told us to do, obeying the commandments of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 6, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. So if we're trying to bring someone else to the Lord, we must be a partaker of this fruit first. We must be obeying God's word. We must be striving against sin. We must be doing it according to God's word. We must be doing it lawfully. Verse 7, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Drop down to verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is how we know what not to get tangled up into. We study to show ourselves approved unto God. And if we're doing that, then we don't have time to get entangled with all these other things. Praise God. And then we don't have to be ashamed. Because if we're not, if we are on the wrong side of the word of God. We will be ashamed. We're told, he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
Amen.
Praise our God. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, we've just talked about not getting entangled with the affairs of this life, the affairs of the world. This says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. We can't fight the fight of faith if we are the enemy of God. It's impossible. You can't fight on both sides. We can't fight the good fight of faith if we are the enemy of God. And you know, and I'm looking and says, ye adulterers and adulteresses. And I'm persuaded that we're talking about spiritual adultery here. We're talking about someone who claims that they belong to the Lord, and yet they're dipping in with false doctrines. They are compromising with doctrines of devils. They are compromising and saying, well, you know, they believe in God. Well, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but they, for the most part, I go to Bible studies with them, maybe in their home or at work or somewhere like that. We cannot do that. That's spiritual adultery. The friendship of the world is enmity with God, and we're talking about spiritual friendship. We're not saying that, you know, you have a next door neighbor, you know, say, okay, this person is a friend of mine, someone you work with, perhaps you go to lunch, they may be a very nice and kind person and so on. But we're talking about spiritual things right now. Remember, the topic was, it is spiritual warfare, fight on. So we're talking about spiritual things here. And if someone is not believing or following or living according to some doctrine that is contrary to the word of God, that I cannot have a friendship with that doctrine. I can't believe what they believe. I cannot be yoked up with them as far as spiritual things go, because the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I do not want to fight against God. I do not want to be enemy of God. Praise our God. Amen. Just in that same chapter, just drop down. I know we read or one of these scriptures before, but that's all right, because it slots in right here as well. James is still in chapter 4. Go down to verses 7 and 8. Because we don't want to be a friend of the world. And as I said, we're talking about spiritual things. We're talking about spiritual friendship. We're talking about yoking up with unbelievers. And when I say unbelievers, I'm saying those who do not believe the truth of God's word, or don't accept all of the truth of God's word. It says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, and some people do just the opposite. This scripture says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil. And many people do the opposite. They submit themselves to the devil, and they resist God. They resist the call of God. They resist the spirit of God. So they've got it backwards. And it will destroy them if they remain that way. Verse 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Praise our God. That's what the Lord would have us to do in order to resist the devil. Praise our God. We'll look at one more scripture. If by permission, Lord, just direct me. And I kind of had an inkling that we would not finish today. But at that time, I thought perhaps, but the Lord knows. The Lord knows perhaps one more week is required. Well, not only for this message, if it be his will, but also for your foot. So the Lord gave me this. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 36. Talking about our adversary. As we're fighting the good fight of faith in order to lay hold on eternal life, that eternal life that we are called to. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34. We were talking about the adversary. And we talked about sometimes our adversary is not, sometimes it's a roaring lion. But sometimes it's just a someone softly sliding up and speaking, just friendly and so on. And sometimes the adversary may have a familiar face, even a familial face. Verse 34, think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. This is Jesus talking. So this is, lets us know we shouldn't think it strange that this is a spiritual warfare. Jesus said he came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. Again, we're talking about spiritual things. We're talking about spirit. So if you're saved and others in your household are not saved, they might not like it. Exactly. They might not. And at some point, there may be a difference of opinion. When you're saved, there's not going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight. Because remember we said no brawlers, but gentle, meek. But for those who aren't saved, there are things that they don't understand. There's a stand that you may take that they won't understand. I remember dear Brother Thomas Mann, and it was one was last year when Brother Maurice and I would call and read the morning message to him because he couldn't see, but we would read it to him and we'd look up the scriptures and read to him. And he said he was talking to his son at one time. And there was something that he was talking about being ready to go, talking about he was ready, he'd lived his life, he knew that he knew where he was in the Lord, and he wasn't getting excited about these symptoms and things that would flare up. There was one day he wasn't feeling so good. And his son said, "Do you want me to call the emergency squad?" And our dear brother said, "No, I don't have an emergency. I don't have an emergency. I know the Lord. And so whenever the Lord is ready to take me, I'm ready to go. I've got it settled. I've got it set." And then he said to his son, "I know, son, I know you don't understand. I know right now you don't understand what I'm saying to you. But I'm telling you that my soul has it settled with God." So there are times when we're saved and we're living in a household with someone who is not saved. Or it might not be our household. It might be cousins or aunts or uncles or something like that. Or a brother or sister, and if they're not saved, they may not understand. But that's part of fighting the good fight of faith. The Lord gives us The Spirit of God gives us wisdom to be still gentle and kind, but not to compromise on our stand for Him. And that will cause sometimes not seeing eye to eye, but there are times you just have to ask the Lord for grace how to explain it to the one that doesn't understand because they don't know the Lord. But again, the adversary is able to work, will work through our loved ones sometimes. And when we remember, it's that spirit, it's not the person, it's that spirit that's working in them, because this is a spiritual warfare, and the devil is going to use whoever he will. He'll use a child. He'll use a small child. He'll use an old person. He'll use someone that you've been trying to help, and you're helping them to walk. And then they'll get mad at you. You're doing the best that you can for them, and they don't appreciate what you're doing. Fight the good fight of faith, because God sees and knows what you are doing for them, and the Lord will reward. Amen. He said we will do the Lord's will. Thanks, Sister Jenkins, for consent, and thank you, Lord. We'll come. We'll bring this back. And we'll pick up where we left off, talking about it is a spiritual warfare. Fight the good fight of faith. And we're kind of in the middle of talking about ways that Satan will come at us and as to why we need to fight. We need to be aware of how he might come. And we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. May the Lord bless you. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I truly thank God for the message and the message that he gave Sister Blake. And truly a blessing and understanding that. This is a spiritual warfare, and it's a fight the good fight of faith. She started off speaking about there's no neutral. You know, there's no neutral. You either going for the Lord or you going for the devil. You ain't sitting in neutral, no play. You know, because neutral's stagnant anyway.
Amen.
And stagnant is contaminated, so that's of the devil. So you can't be in neutral either. It's a wonderful thing to know that. And she talked about in this fight, I wrote down spiritual treason.
Amen.
Treason.
Amen.
Turning back,
right.
Or going to the other side
that's
is what
right.
You were speaking of. Spiritual treason. You don't want to go to the other side.
Amen.
After you've been serving the Lord, go to the other side. That's treason, to take the goodness of the Lord and go back and start serving the enemy. That's what treason is. You on this side of the battle, then you take the secrets over here and go to the enemy and help out the enemy. My Lord, and make this side look bad. Amen. But you know, as I thought about that, when you're in a battle, you got to be fit.
Mm-hmm.
In shape. You gotta, mm-hmm. You're gonna fight in a battle, you gotta be fit and in shape.
Yes, indeed.
I realized when I got sick, I couldn't even do one push up.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do one push up at a time. Or a time when I could do 30 and 40 push ups.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized now I'm getting my strength back. But I realized the strength that I got from the Lord after that battle was a fitness that didn't have nothing to do with lifting dumbbells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It had a fitness with the Lord said, you're not fit if you look back. So I realize this fitness is a spiritual fitness. You can't look back in order to be strong. Amen. In the Lord. So this fitness has to deal with not looking back, not going AWOL or treason. Amen. Amen. And she was speaking to those that are sitting in darkness. That's another word she is, darkness, sitting in darkness. And that's what Jesus said. He walked up and down the shores of Galilee, speaking to those that were sitting in darkness. Amen. Are you sitting in darkness this morning? Are you sitting in darkness? Yeah, you might see that light coming through that window, but you could still be sitting in darkness. And that's spiritual darkness. You don't see the light of God. Amen. Truly in your life. Amen. So if we're sitting in darkness this morning, the word she spoke to us is a way out through Jesus Christ. Because he said he's overcome the world. And he's overcome the enemy of our soul. Amen. So we have one that already has fought the battle for us.
Amen.
All we got to do is just surrender to him. He's already defeated the enemy. All we got to do is surrender to him. And then we have victory. Amen. Surrendering to Christ gives us victory over the enemy of our soul. Amen. Because he's already fought that battle. Amen. But truly thank God for the message and the messenger. Thank God for the word of God. All those truths were so clear. So clear. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for it. Amen. Don't let another moment go by.
Amen.
Sitting in darkness. Sitting in darkness, you only stumble, the Lord said. You only trip over your own feet. You don't see your way around. Amen. Amen. You might think you know where you're going in this world. But really, you're stumbling around, liking the things of this world over the things of God is stumbling around. Amen. So thank the Lord for the light of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sister Millicent. Amen.
So we turn to page 148 in the evening light. 148. I've enlisted in his service.
Amen.
148.
I've enlisted in the army of the Lord.
Amen.
And the dangers thickly round my pathway, Lord. I shall never fade fear, for my Jesus is so near. I've enlisted in his service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won. And I reach my crown in mansion by and by the grace of God I know, I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in his service till I die. Often do I meet with Satan by the way, and his fiery darts so thickly round me fly. With a shield of faith he sees, then he always quickly flees. I've enlisted in his service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won, and I reach my crowned mansion by and by. By the grace of God I know, I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in his service till I die. Now the world has ceased to be a friend to me. And the ones I most have loved now pass me by. But to him a faithful being who has shed his blood for me, I've enlisted in his service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won, and I reach my crowned mansion by and by. By the grace of God I know I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in his service till I die.
You know, this song makes me think about something that you said in the message in 2 Timothy. And I shared this with my son, knowing that she spoke about him being in the Navy and many others being been in the Navy in the services of the armed forces. And it's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. You know, when I spoke to Jacob about going into the Navy, I said, you know, you've got to separate yourself from the world now, from being here and thinking about what we're doing all the time in order to be a good soldier. Because it says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. So if the Lord has chosen you to be a soldier, you can't be entangled with this world no more. What does that mean? You're in the world, but you can't be entangled with the foolishness and the things of this world no more, is what the Lord's letting us know. He wants us to be a true soldier. I told Jacob, you can't be worried about what your friends are doing back here and what mommy and dad's doing now. You're a soldier now. To be a good soldier, you have to separate yourself. There's a word they use. They call it civilian life and the military life. Yeah. You have to separate yourself from civilian life and become totally military. Well, the same way in the Lord. You have to separate yourself from the worldly life and give way to the spiritual life. Amen. Think about these things. Think about the understanding of what the Lord's sharing with us when he's letting us know to be a good soldier. We have to separate ourselves from this world and be able to look to God and be given solely to him. Amen. 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 Go ahead, sis. We'll sing that last verse. And like we said, don't let another moment pass. If you don't know the Lord, the altar's open.
Amen.
Someone to meet you there in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Not meet you there in my name or somebody else's name here, but meet you there in the name of the Lord. And know that you're coming to meet the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And ask the Lord, what must I do to be saved? Amen.
Amen.
I shall never tire or give the battle o'er, for the crowning day is coming by and by. Then through all eternity I shall shout the victory. I've enlisted in his service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won, and I reach my crown and mansion by and by. By the grace of God I know I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in his service till I die. I will press the battle on till the victory is won, and I reach my crowned mansion by and by. By the grace
of God I know, I shall conquer every foe. I've enlisted in his service till I die.
There's a crowning day coming, the songwriter said. I shall never tire or give the battle o'er, for the crowning day is coming by and by. Do you know a crowning day is coming? Are you going to get a crown? Amen. There's a crowning day coming. There's a day that the Lord has set aside, and he said, when I come, I bring my reward with me. Yeah, yeah. You're going to be rewarded and crowned right away. Amen. 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 That's like when you graduate, when you go up there to get your rewards, they're all right there on the table. You know, they're not coming later. They're right there. When the football team wins the victory, they got that thing right there, and everybody's kissing it and spreading germs right there on the field, right? Yeah, it's right there. When they win the Super Bowl, or, you know, or a bowl game or something like that, they got it right there, and all the players is just grabbing it. Yes, yes. And when the Lord comes, he's bringing his reward with him. Amen. We're going to get it right then. Amen. Then we'll go off with him. Amen. Amen. Worthy to go and be with him forever, because you're already crowned. You're already crowned. You're going to be worthy to be in the place he's taking you to, because you're going to be walking in there with a crown on. Amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Thank the Lord for the message today. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, once again, we bow before thy throne and truly want to say thank you, Father. We thank you for the joy you have given us through your word. You have touched our hearts. You have given us an understanding that this is a warfare, and this is a spiritual warfare that we must battle on. We must battle to the end. We're thankful for the message, the messenger. We're thankful for the word that you gave her. And we realize, dear Father, she has not finished. And neither has thee. You said you would not rest until your people were called by your name. So we ask that you would continue to bless her, strengthen her as she continues to dig deeper in your word. If it be your will to bring back another message on Lord's Day. Now have thine own divine way. Speak to the hearts and minds of those that have heard this portion. As you said in your word, there was enough given today to get saved. There was enough given today for salvation. So don't let a man wait until next week and make a decision. He can make a decision today, he or she, if they're listening in. My Lord and my God, have mercy. And we ask your blessings to go with your people. We ask your blessings to go with the hearers and the listeners this day. For Christ's sake is our prayer. Thank you for the message and the messenger. Amen. Amen. How are you? All right, brother. We'll see. All right.
Although we have to fight. Up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die.
Amen. Amen. Wanted to check and make sure I got the right one. September 17th, right? Because I had two up here. Well, truly, thank God. Thank God for the message. Thank God for his goodness to us. We realize we gather together to hear from God, and it's not a light thing. We should leave out of here thinking, truly keeping in our hearts and our minds that the Lord spoke to us today. It's a wonderful thing. A lot of times you go to special events and stuff and you get them tickets and you might keep that little stub, you know, because you know you've been there, right? You know you've been there, so you got that little stub. Yeah, this is when I was at. I had a chance to go to the Super Bowl, you know what I mean? Well, you got a stuff today that you ought to keep in your heart and your mind. Amen. Amen. And not let it go. Amen. 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 Yes, yes.
I'm in the Lord's army.
Amen.
I'm in the Lord's army. I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Amen. Before we read the announcements, thank you, sis. Thank you. Any other thoughts on the message today? Sister Millicent. Sister Webb, I think I saw your hand.
Thank you. part. You have a new life. But you do that, you have to really be spiritually ready. You have to be mentally ready. You have to be safe. You have to put away the old stuff and become new. So I told her this is a learning experience. For all of it was devastating for her.
Lord, for her message, because
God brought me here, and I think that's worth fighting for. Because if I wouldn't, the devil didn't bring me here, so I don't pay any attention to him anyway. And the Lord has blessed me from birth to now. And so I'm going to stay with the Lord. And whether he like it, the devil like it or not, because I want to pay. The Lord gave me the life, and I want to return it to him and keep in his word, and so to live because he gave me the life.
Amen.
I'm going to fight and I don't have to fight. The Lord knows who I'm going to stay with, so that's okay. If that's called fighting with the devil, well, then that's good. That's a spiritual warfare.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Holmes. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the victory. Amen.
Came back.
Amen.
Even in the affliction, I'm going for the God.
Praise God.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Yes, sister, take your liberty. And maybe that God is the same. You just can rest one more week or two more. However, I'm going to still stand in the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen.
I know who my church and I know who my friend.
Amen.
I thank you for your love. I thank you for your cards, your everything that you've said. Just, I truly thank God for being in a family of God that loves the Lord.
Amen.
Most can pray and get a prayer through.
My Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for you. Amen. Thank the Lord. To know that he's just refining.
Amen.
Just refining. Refining to the point that it starts to shimmer where he can see himself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Ain't that wonderful, sis?
Yes, I just want to thank the Lord. This tithing, what it means, my daughter always talks about, keeping the faith, holding on, fighting, pressing on. Me and my little one, even in this congregation, we all have witnessed with our eyes and heard, testimony over and over again how we step to the side and we let God work. We got out of his way and we let him work. Sometimes things happen, we say, in our belief, we always look up and call on him. And I read in the Bible, I keep a Bible on my, I call it my office, I keep a Bible on my little cart. I cleaned out everything and put the Bible on my cart because I'm at work all the time, so I still want to read the word. And as I read in the Bible, it's God's success. God, we already know God is everything, but as I zoned in and I just read where it keeps the faith, and if you do the right thing, he will come quickly. You don't have to worry. You don't have to doubt. If you truly, truly believe, he will do it.
Amen.
Like I said, it's tied into what my daughter, we already talked about it. She wants to become a police officer. And this is perfect for her because you have to live a righteous life. Good cops are born. So the Heavenly God, our Lord, Jesus Christ, is controlling everything. So I'll give you an example. As I was getting off work, I was driving. She called them little fat birds, but they were walking around, and it came to me, the scripture, how do you think the birds eat? How do you think they'll be taking care of them? God is doing it. So just my main focus is, number one, just always believe in him and just always keep him in your heart, because no matter what, he's there. He sees everything. So it just tied in so beautifully because that's how we're living our life. We know he's up there looking. We know he's up there and we're counting on him, and his word is not going to go return void.
Amen.
So he's there with us every step of the way.
Amen.
I love telling a testimony because my daughter, she always remembers this, and I hope she remembers this when she gets in training. When she gets of age, is to do the right thing and believe in Almighty Him.
Amen.
Separate ourselves. That's another thing. We have separated from a lot of things. So, I want her to know to stay separated and just always doing the right thing. And know sometimes we lean on our understanding. But when God laid me down the other day, I was laying on my pillow and I turned my head another way. In my head, we have to lean on God's understanding because it's God's world. It's God's life. So I just look at things totally different since I've been saved.
Amen.
He helps me out. good. And I just want to thank you for bringing us all here today.
Amen.
But I knew in my heart she would want to be here. And I just thank the church. Like, I just thank the church. And I want to think, I forgot her name, but a long time ago, I remember something happened. And I was talking to the victim advocate lady, and this is not on the subject, but they kept saying, "Do you have a church? Do you have a church?" And I was like, you know, no, but now that God has put me in the future, I look back past this, and he's been calling, he's been raining, and I just thank her for just kept voicing that, because she was a believer, and that made me a believer. So
amen.
All the testimonies and all the things going on has made me a better and a, oh, God, like, I keep my sword with me all the time. I have a Bible in my car, Like, it's getting better. Like, we're riding, we're fighting. Like, we are really doing this fight, whether it's in the storm or whether I have to die. But I'm going to press on for the Lord. And when I just clench my fist, I just feel it in my heart and soul, always do the right thing.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for your testimony. Now you can tell them, do you have a church? Tell them I am the church. Amen. That be on. Infinity, you have something to share? Well, thank the Lord for you being here today. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for a little one that's reaching out to learn. Amen. Any others at all? Amen. We truly thank God. Thank God for each and every one of you. Sunday, September 17th, 2023, meditation. It says, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." 2 Corinthians 9:6. Amen. So share with whoever you can share with. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. "Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the straight way." Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Food pantry, Saturday the 23rd, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pray for this work and Brother Byron, who God will use to deliver his word. Amen. Lord's will. Our fall Bible study is scheduled for September the 25th through 29th. My mind is kind of faded out. At 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. At the church. The theme is drawing closer to God. Please remember to bring your folder and the packet of materials disseminated disseminated, meaning handed out?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. During our spring Bible study. Amen. If you cannot locate your packet, please let us know. Please pray for Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, our teachers and facilitators. Lord's willing, October is almost here, and that means the fish and chicken fry is coming October the 14th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please plan to come and help with this community outreach. Okay, so that's in October. So we got some things coming up, saints, to look forward to. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phones off around 5:30 and turn back on at 6:30 before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron Johnson and all bringing scripture. Happy birthday blessings this week to Brother Reggie Jackson. Anniversary blessings. This week, Brother Reggie Jackson, the 21st. Brother here? Yeah, okay. He's not here today, is he? Okay. Yeah. Thought for today, a day hymned in prayer, never universal, unversal?
Unravel.
How do you say it?
Unravels.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't read that well, and plus it's faded out on there. Unravels. So let me read that again. A day hymned, meaning in prayer. You keep in prayer.
A hymn of your garments,
yeah.
A hymn of your pant leg.
Okay. But this is a day hymned in prayer, meaning that you stay in prayer.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Never unravels. Okay. All right.
Pray in the morning, pray in the night, pray in the middle.
What? Oh, yeah. So your life won't unravel if you stay in prayer.
That's right.
Is what it's saying. Okay. Amen. Prayer and righteousness and obedient to his word. There's a lot of people running around praying, but it's not, yeah, and their lives can still be unraveled.
That's right.
Our lives aren't unraveled because we have trials, all right? Know the difference
in
this.
Amen.
Our lives aren't unraveled because we have trials.
That's right.
We're just being refined or having victory over the enemy because the enemy, we learned in the message, comes at all kind of different ways. So we have to make sure that we understand this thought as a day hymned in prayer never unravels, okay? And likewise, remember those that are sick and shut in, family and friends, and even some saints, it says on here, that may be. I see Sister Francine Scott's name, so I know that's one saint that's on here. Sister Beverly's name's on here too, but she's not shut in. She's out and about. Amen. Sister Renee's on. She's not shut in either. So, but did it say sick and shut in? Well, it used to say that, but not today. But thank the Lord. Amen. Any other thoughts before we close? Amen. Well, thank the Lord. I thank the Lord to be here today. I thank the Lord for the message. I thank the Lord for seeing all of you, and it's a joy. It's a joy to know that I'm looking at soldiers, and I'm looking at those that are fighting on. Amen? And you have to know that. You have to know it in your heart. Amen, Sister Carol? Amen. Yeah. Yes. That goes back to that refining in that furnace. Yes. Fire is meant to purge out all the stuff that's not good. So amen. Well, let us stand and be dismissed. Amen. Those that are able to stand. Amen. Thank the Lord. Okay. Sister Lawrence, will you dismiss us? Yes. Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Oh.